BU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The gunman in yesterday's New York City skyscraper mass shooting was a surveillance department employee at the Horseshoe Las Vegas Casino Hotel. That confirmed by the company. Sources tell ABC News a note found in Shane Tamura's pocket mentioned the brain illness CTE. This person works in a nearby office building.
From the building, you just see people running. That's what it was. People inside the building were saying that they heard someone, they thought someone fell down the stairs, and then they realized it wasn't just stairs, it was someone shooting a gun.
Four people were killed, another injured. The gunman shot himself to death. Prices will go up on many items next month, says the maker of Old Spice, Tampax, Tide, Bounty, and more. Procter & Gamble says it imports many materials from China, and it's trying to reduce costs, but with tariffs, costs are up by $1 billion. Union Pacific says it and Norfolk Southern are moving ahead with a merger to create America's first transcontinental railroad. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Late last week, the Trump administration released more than $5 billion in grant funding for public schools, providing much-needed budgetary relief for school districts in Northeast Wisconsin that were relying on the funds to cover student support programs. The Green Bay Area Public School District will see $3.4 million. Green Bay Superintendent Vicki Bayer said without those funds, budget cuts would have negatively impact students and working families. Meanwhile, the Oshkosh Area School District will receive over $500,000 in funds released by the Trump administration. Wisconsin's lieutenant governor is wasting no time in campaigning for the state's top spot after Tony Evers announces he won't seek a third term as governor. Terry Barr has the details.
Sarah Rodriguez is already on the road as the first official Democratic candidate for Wisconsin governor.
What I am hearing is that people feel squeezed. They are doing everything right. They are working. They are trying to do what's right, and they cannot make ends meet. And whether that is accessible and affordable health care, whether that's housing, whether that's child care.
The lieutenant governor considers these the top concerns for the next governor, and there are also questions if she knew about Evers' decision ahead of his announcement.
We need a governor who's going to be ready to go, who's going to be prepared, who's going to have their ducks in a row. And so I was prepared for either decision that he was going to make. I was prepared to run for governor. I was prepared to run for lieutenant governor and support him.
Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien declared their candidacies as Republicans the election in 2026.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Elton's back with the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers are now practicing in pads. Center Elton Jenkins, who's been dealing with a back injury, is back on the field and says getting a pay raise is no longer an issue for now.
Right now, I'm not even thinking about that. It's more so just, you know, what I can do to help the team and just being present, you know what I'm saying, getting good with the offensive line, building chemistry with the quarterbacks and the offensive line.
Baseball. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs last night. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Christian Yelich, and another for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. Now the Brewers making a trade, picking up catcher Danny Jansen in exchange for a minor league player. The 30-year-old Jansen has spent most of his career with the Blue Jays. He's originally from Wisconsin, where he played for Appleton West High School. Catcher Eric Haas has been designated for assignment. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny, hot, and sticky today, with highs scraping the mid-80s and really feeling more like the low 90s. Plus, chances for showers and a brief thunderstorm. And the rain chances continue to roll through our day tomorrow. But it cools us down to highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And at 5 o'clock, I engage with Professor Mariel Barnes about violence against women, gender, and the Epstein scandal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Optus Kids and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So remember, welcome back to the second hour of the program, by the way. Remember Judge Boasberg? James Boasberg? He's the federal judge who is overseeing a number of the Trump deportation trials. He's the guy who said, Donald, you may not send those people to El Salvador. He's the guy who is now demanding that the administration tell him whether or not they defied his order. He's the guy whose order Emma Bove, the Trump criminal defense lawyer that Trump wants to put on the Supreme Court. Right now he's been nominated to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which is kind of a stepping stone to the Supreme Court. Trump wants to get him into that court. He's the guy who, when he was the number two or three or something like that at the Justice Department, told his underlings that if Judge Boasberg said the planes may not leave the ground to go to El Salvador, or you have to bring the planes back from El Salvador, he said, tell them F you, only he spelled the word out. That's Emil Bove, and Boasberg is going after him. He's trying to get the information here. At the same time that Chuck Grassley and the Republicans are trying to jam Bove's nomination through. Well, now Pam Bondi, the person who took the $25,000 from Trump's foundation, it turned out that was completely illegal. But she was originally investigating Trump's phony college, and she got this big donation from Donald Trump's foundation, and suddenly she wasn't investigating his college anymore, and now she's his best bud, right? Well, she's our attorney general, and she has now posted on Twitter quote, today at my direction, the Justice Department filed a misconduct complaint against U.S. District Court Chief Judge James Boasberg for making improper public comments about President Trump and his administration. Now, what were those comments? Boasberg basically said that, number one, he's been threatening to hold the Trump administration in contempt of court for ignoring his orders. And number two, he spoke at the Judicial Conference of the United States. Now, this is an agency that determines rules, codes of conduct for judges, including the Supreme Court, interestingly enough. And he gave a speech there, and he said that the president could conceivably trigger a, quote, constitutional crisis by, quote, disregarding rulings of federal courts. And in about a third of the cases so far, Trump and his people have ignored federal court orders. And so far, nobody has, you know, stood up and yelled about it. Nobody has said, no, you can't do that. There are Democrats who said that. Sheldon Whitehouse is probably one of the most outspoken. Chris Coons as well, and a few others. But nobody's done anything about it, let's say. So here's kind of Boasberg out there all by himself, being one of the few judges who's actually holding the line, actually pushing back on Trump. And what does Bondi want to do? The Department of Justice want to do? They want to investigate him. They want to make his life miserable. This is what fascists do. This is where Putin started back in the early 2000s. This is where Viktor Orban started in 2011 when he was reelected came back into power. He was out of power for a short while, came back into power and decided second time around he wasn't going to ever leave. And he's now the longest serving prime minister in Hungarian history. This is wrong. I mean, this is weapon. You know, the Republicans have been talking throughout the Obama and Biden administrations. They were talking about, oh, they're weaponizing the Justice Department. That was wishful thinking. Obama and Biden never weaponized, you know, any federal agency. But this is definitely being done right now. And it's wrong. It's arguably illegal, but it's certainly immoral. It is certainly a violation of the core principles on which this country was founded. John Adams famously said, no man is above the law. And he went on to say, we are a nation of laws and not of men. Those are, you know, the second of those two quotes, famously attributed to our second president, John Adams, who participated in drafting the U.S. Constitution. In fact, his wife, Abigail, wrote him letters saying, don't forget the ladies. And he sent back a letter saying, we will never sacrifice our male prerogatives. It's like, oh, boy. But again, that was 1787. So there's that. Meanwhile, we talked about this a couple of years ago when it happened on this program. In fact, I interviewed several people. I believe one of them was an elected official from North Carolina. When Roy Cooper, a Democrat, was elected the governor of North Carolina. Now, statewide, North Carolina is arguably a blue state. I mean, you know, they keep electing Democrats to statewide offices. In fact, the only statewide office that is not held by a Democrat is the auditor's office. That's it. And the auditor is like this kind of, you know, he's like the bookkeeper. He's literally the auditor for the state. I mean, it's not a position of great power. He doesn't have policy, capabilities, anything like that. But he's the only Republican elected statewide in North Carolina. And so when when the Republicans controlled the state, they so effectively gerrymandered it that Republicans have a lock tight on control of the state legislature and of the state House of Representatives and the state Senate. So what they did was they got together and they said, oh, we got a Democrat in the governor's mansion. Well, let's just take away his power. And so the first power that they took away from him was his ability or his administration's ability to oversee elections. And who did they give that power to? The state auditor, the one elected Republican at the statewide level in the entire state government of North Carolina. And the state auditor's office has absolutely nothing to do with elections, but now he's in charge of them. I mean, it should be the Secretary of State, right? But the Secretary of State's a Democrat. Well, as Rachel Maddow pointed out on her program last night, this is now... this is now going national. Republicans around the country, where they control states that are so gerrymandered that they still control the legislature, but are becoming blue, and so the states are electing Democratic governors and Democratic administrations. There are multiple efforts in multiple states now to strip those governors of their gubernatorial powers. And this is something that, you know, we all want to be paying very, very careful attention to. The Republican motto is, if you can't win, cheat. Right? and they've been doing it in a big way. And if you lose, lie. Right. If you do lose, lie about it. I mean, as Donald Trump, of course, with his big lie about the 2020 election and also about the Russian efforts in 2016 that were acknowledged in a report that was written by and signed off on by Marco Rubio, who's now our Secretary of State. Trump continues to lie about that, going Russia, 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 like it didn't happen. It did happen. The Russians helped put Donald Trump in the White House in 2016. And I believe they helped put him in the White House again in 2024. But Putin owned up to it. Right in front of God and everybody at Helsinki, he said, yeah, we definitely helped him.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And now Trump wants religion in the workplace. What could possibly go wrong? I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about demystifying schools. How do I prepare for an IEP meeting or a caseworker meeting?
Have you ever walked into one of those meetings feeling overwhelmed or unheard? You are not alone. Demystifying Schools and Services is our in-person workshop that helps caregivers, educators, and providers understand special education systems in clear language, how to prepare, what to ask, and how to feel confident as a participating member in the conversation, rather than a recipient of the information. When everyone has a seat at the table, the person with diverse abilities is the one who truly benefits.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations and caregiving, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years. And we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Miss Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. This is the stuff Louise has on in our bathroom cabinet, or, you know, counter. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-A-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off. Vibrance.com/Tom. Rich get the fill while the hard times roll and folks paying the bill. They'll tell you it's tightening belts or living lean. But in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king. Oh, they play that game while we take the fall. When the market's crashing, they're having a ball. They'll make a fortune when the stocks run dry. For them, it's by low. For us, it's goodbye. When the Dow hit the floor back in 29, they snatched up stocks at a discount sign. And welcome back. The Trump administration now wants it to make it possible for people to, well, let me give you an example. Let's say that I had a, you know, I'm the employer here. I own this business. That one of my employees started trying to convince everybody that they should become Satan worshipers or Catholics or QAnon followers. Some religion, right? And just, you know, constantly was talking about it and had paraphernalia all over their desk and everybody was coming and complaining to me. And, you know, right now under the law, I could say to them, you know, stop it. You know, your coworkers do not want to be evangelized. So, you know, give it up. Go someplace else. Become a preacher. But Donald Trump just issued a memo yesterday. Now, this only applies to federal the federal workforce. But Donald Trump issued a memo saying that, you know, federal employees, this came out of the Office of Personnel Management, the OPM, quote, that, quote, provides clear guidance to ensure federal employees may express their religious beliefs through prayer, personal items, group gatherings, and conversations without fear of discrimination or retaliation. They go on to say employees may engage in conversations regarding religious topics with fellow employees, including attempting to persuade others of the correctness of their own religious views. Now, I have no problem with people saying, you know, hey, I'm Catholic and I love the Pope, or, you know, I'm a Buddhist and I'm a big believer in peace, or, you know, I meditate, I'm into transcendental meditation, or, you know, just kind of talking about their religion in passing or as part of a, you know, or I have to take Saturdays off. I'm an observant Jew or a Muslim, for that matter. You know, I would have no problem with that. And I don't think most people would. But that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about evangelism. This is talking about basically harassing your fellow workers. The director of the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, his name is Scott Kupor, K-U-P-O-R. I think I'm pronouncing it right. He said in a statement, quote, federal employees should never have to choose between their faith and their career. Well, you know, which is a really kind of weird statement when you think about it. I mean, does that mean that if you can't in your workplace try to convert your fellow workers to your particular religion, that you have lost your religion? Seriously? That, you know, if somebody, and by the way, how is this going to get used? I mean, are we going to start seeing federal employees who are followers of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster wearing their colanders on their heads you know, which is the kind of, you know, what they do, to work. Are they going to have, you know, his noodly eminence on posters on the wall? What about the Satan worshipers? This is where these guys always break down, right? Because when they do stuff like this, when they talk like this, when they put into place rules like this, what they're thinking is the evangelical Christians are going to be happy. They're going to be able to use this, and that's what we want because we're evangelical Christians, and you know, evangelical implies evangelism, which implies proselytizing, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, I mean, this is like, you know, Roy Moore, you know, when he was the judge down in Alabama, and saying, oh yeah, you can put the Ten Commandments on the state house lawn, no problem. We can have religious statuary here on the state house lawn. So what happens is the Church of Satan comes along and they come up with a statue of Bahomet or whatever, however you pronounce it, you know, the goat god with the horns, you know, sitting on his throne. Who many interpret to be a version of Satan. And they say, well, cool, let us put our statue out there. And all of a sudden, everybody's going, oh, let's get the religion off the lawn. And I suspect that that's the direction this is going to go. Although, I mean, you know, the federal workplace is getting pretty scary these days because they're just firing people left and right, completely ignoring civil service rules that say that if you're going to fire somebody, you have to have cause, you have to give them a reason, you have to give them 30 days to contest it, or maybe it's even longer than 30 days. You have to give them a certain period of time to contest their firing. There's a board that you can go before. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of protections built into the Pendleton Civil Service Act and subsequent, you know, iterations of it. And the Trump administration is ignoring these things. They're just, you know, hey, you know, Elon Musk can fire you. Big balls can fire you. Anybody can fire you. And so I suspect that if people wanted to use, you know, the Church of Satan to proselytize or the Flying Spaghetti Monster or even Islam, that they would simply get fired. So maybe it won't work out the way that I'm guessing it will. The president of the Freedom from Religion Foundation, which, by the way, is a sponsor of this program, called this, quote, a gift to evangelicals and the myth of anti-Christian bias. Yeah.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Laura Gaylor, the co-president of FFRF, also said this is the implementation of Christian nationalism in our federal government. Yeah, you think? Your calls are up next. Stay with us. Separation of church and state, and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
We are closing in on the end of July here, and recent weeks have come with rain and blistering heat. But what does that mean for the crops? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to give us the crop progress ratings for the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin crop is doing great, at least according to the ratings. Now, obviously, what's in the field is different than what it looks like from the roadside. We did jump 3% higher on the good to excellent category to 82% good to excellent. So, again, just the amount of moisture, the amount of heat that we've had, it's been greenhouse-type conditions for these crops, and they continue to just kind of roll along now. As we're getting to the last half of the growing season here, Wisconsin soybeans exploded this last week, up 9% on the good to excellent category. And you could see that the beans kind of just were waiting for these types of conditions, and they really took off on the last couple of weeks here.
With only a couple, 3 months left before harvest, we just need to keep hoping for good growing weather. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look how the markets are looking midday this Tuesday. We are seeing a downhill slide today with cash corn down 5 cents at 388 and 3 quarters and new crop corn down 4 cents at 410. Cash soybeans are down 6 and 3 quarter cents at 982 with new crop soybeans down 3.5 at 1008. September wheat is not looking much better, down 8¾ cents at 529¾. Class 3 milk is slightly mixed as August contracts are holding even at 1736 a hundredweight, and September contracts are down 4 cents at 1775 a hundredweight. Taking a look at your midday markets this Tuesday from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny, hot, and sticky today, with highs scraping the mid-80s and really feeling more like the low 90s. Plus, chances for showers and a brief thunderstorm. And the rain chances continue to roll through our day tomorrow. But it cools us down to highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink. All for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
This is David Rucker with Bank First. When planning to buy a home, it's easy to focus on the monthly mortgage payment. Don't forget about other costs such as property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintenance, and utilities. At Bank First, we're not just here to get you a loan. We're here to ensure you're set up for success as a homeowner. Let's build a plan that makes your future comfortable, not stressful. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
And then right. She doesn't have, to the best of my knowledge, she doesn't have any leadership positions. And I would like to see her, and I'd like to see other progressives have more leadership positions. I'd like to see that happening.
Yeah. One thing, since you mentioned John Updike, I actually looked up his Wikipedia article and a harsh critique of him by Gore Vidal about his Updike's accepting the order of things. And,
well, those guys were competitors, you know.
And Vidal has this quote, which is very, very germane at this time. He says, authority grows ever more brutal and malign while its hired hands in the media grow ever more excited as the holy war of the few against the many heats up.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Gore Vidal ever since he cited me in the last chapter of his book, Point to Point Navigation, his autobiography. He said, you know, Tom Hartman has figured out who killed Jack Kennedy. And he went into this long rant about the research that Lamar and I did, naming us both, which was really kind of sweet. You know, I've had Willie Nelson talk about me in his autobiography. It's like, Victor, thank you for the call. Sorry if I sound like I'm bragging here, name dropping. Al in Franklin Park, Illinois. Hey, Al, pardon me for not hearing you last time.
Well, we all know how much fun technology is.
Indeed.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you.
You mentioned in your opening rant about media, mm-hmm. and one of the wings of the media that I didn't think you covered well enough was Christian nationalism, and the amount they have control of the media and even into government, like what you were just talking about before the last break, because you know I'm looking at like Salem Network or Salem Media for one right now. You know, they have a TV station here in Chicago that has Charlie Kirk on it and is evangelizing, but they are evangelizing for Trump, and they have that completely different narrative, and it's not just Salem Radio, or Salem, it's also Daystar TV and TBN, and I'm starting to see their programs mixed between the stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
they've
seeing
got a
them
lot of
playing.
Money. You know, an awful lot of this is paid media.
But
with Salem, I actually, this was more than a decade ago, Talkers Magazine, you know, which is kind of the Bible of the talk radio industry, they put on an annual convention in New York City, and they have a luncheon, and I was where they give a Freedom of Speech Award to somebody. And in fact, I think it was Sean Hannity who got the award that year. So anyhow, I'm sitting at the luncheon, and right next to me on my right is one of the vice presidents of Salem, of that network. And at that time, I don't think they had television stations, but they certainly had a lot of radio stations. And I said, you know, I've got a pretty good show. I've got a large audience. You know, at the time, that was I think it was the first year that I was the number one progressive talk host in America. And I said, you know, shouldn't you have some balance? I mean, you know, put me on, or some other progressive for that matter, but you know, put a progressive on. And, you know, you could escape this label of being, you know, kind of right-wingers. And what he said was Salem made its first money as a Bible publisher, and they still are one of the major Bible publishers in the country, or at least were at that time. And he said, and therefore we would never have a liberal on the air because liberals aren't Christians. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. I was even ordained as a Christian minister. I was the pastor of a church for 2 years in Detroit. I'm a Christian. And he was like, no, you can't be. You can't be a liberal and be a Christian. And that was just like the end of the conversation. It just blew my mind.
Yeah, exactly. But we have to understand what our adversaries are doing here in order to defeat them. And, and I think there are ways to do it. I don't think we're paying enough attention to, you know, technology of how we distribute things on the internet and cooperation between all our different people on the media, like, you know, Betty Dangerous and Freedom for Religion and so on, just all working together to, you know, find a way around the money.
Here's the you've put your finger on the problem, Al, and that is that, you know, you've got the big business, you know, which makes money, which makes more money when they're deregulated or when their taxes are lower. So they have millions of dollars to throw into the political arena or into the media arena. You've got the Christian nationalists who get money every weekend from their parishioners and every day as they go on TV and radio and beg for money. There is, if you're talking about the group that wants to have a national health care system, there is nobody who has big bucks to fund that. In fact, the opposition is funded, you know, the insurance companies very, very well with our dollars. If you're talking about freedom from religion, there is no, you know, I mean, the organized atheists are small and poorly funded. Freedom from Religion Foundation is probably FFRF.org or .us, excuse me, probably the best, but you know, they're out there, you know, trying to get cash. There just is not money on our side, because our side is about helping poor people and helping average working people rather than helping billionaires and big televangelist ministries. And they've got piles and piles of cash. And it's just, it's a completely asymmetrical situation.
But somehow we got to figure out how to get past all that cash, you know?
Yeah.
You know, not to bring up Ukraine, but look at how that country is doing, getting around all the big money that is in Russia and the U.S. all going against them, and they are finding ways to innovate.
Yeah, no, I get it. I agree, Al. We need to figure out ways to get past this, and the fact that Democrats are even winning elections these days tells you that our ideas are popular, even if they're not well-funded. Al, thank you very much for the call.
We have so many good people.
Yeah, amen. Thanks,
we
Al.
We have so many good people.
Yep. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to talk about how news media has totally done horrible analysis on the Trump tariffs.
Okay.
Basically, they basically shorthand everything. You know, 15% tariff on Canada, 15% on Japan, 15% on the EU. No, these are all import sales taxes paid by Americans.
Correct. And it's going to show up as inflation here in the United States. It already is.
So they should ban that word tariff and give the definition of a tariff. It's an import sales tax paid by Americans on Canadian products, on Japanese products, on EU products.
Yeah.
Trump is stealing from every single worker. So that is what the message for the Democratic Party should be. He is stealing from you. He is stealing to pay his billionaire tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
That is the message we have to get out. And that is what we have to do. And we have to demand transparency on these tariffs. That tariff, if it's passed on to the consumer, should be on your receipt, just like the regular sales tax from your state.
Yeah, or like you a VAT tax
on your website.
Yeah, no, I agree, yeah. Mike. And in fact, he is using this money, and he's bragging about this, by the way. He is using this money to pay down the national debt or to reduce the national debt.
Well, he's not doing that either. He's not doing that.
Well,
either.
Let me finish my sentence. He's using this money to pay down the national debt so that you and I are paying taxes through tariffs that billionaires don't have to pay through income taxes. Now, obviously, you're correct. He's not actually paying down the national debt. He's reducing the amount of increase in the national debt. But my point, I think, still stands.
Right.
So basically what he's doing is he's shifting the tax burden away from billionaire income taxes and into consumption taxes by you and me.
Absolutely. But that's what the Democrats need to make that point.
Yep.
Every time. They should not say Trump's tariff. They should say import sales taxes paid by Americans.
Yeah.
And yes, you can't have tariffs for strategic goods, but when they're across the board, they're sales tax.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mike, thank you very much. Yeah, and tariffs, I mean, traditionally, tariffs have been placed on goods, not on countries. This is where Trump has flipped the thing. And why is he doing that? Because he wants to be all powerful. And by the way, he doesn't have the authority to do this. The Constitution says only Congress can impose tariffs.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Now Trump is talking about tariff rebate checks to the public. Like, you know, he gets to play Big Daddy and have his name on a check. This is nuts. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The gunman in yesterday's New York City skyscraper mass shooting was a surveillance department employee at the Horseshoe Las Vegas Casino Hotel. That confirmed by the company. Sources tell ABC News a note found in Shane Tamura's pocket mentioned the brain illness CTE. This person works in a nearby office building.
From the building, you just see people running. That's what it was. People inside the building were saying that they heard someone, they thought someone fell down the stairs, and then they realized it wasn't just stairs, it was someone shooting a gun.
Four people were killed, another injured. The gunman shot himself to death. Prices will go up on many items next month, says the maker of Old Spice, Tampax, Tide, Bounty, and more. Procter & Gamble says it imports many materials from China, and it's trying to reduce costs, but with tariffs, costs are up by $1 billion. Union Pacific says it and Norfolk Southern are moving ahead with a merger to create America's first transcontinental railroad. This is ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story. Really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.